Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a draft recap of the Houston Texans 2022 players they selected. If you like the video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube every single week. Also, check out our podcast. We'll anywhere that's the podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Check out some clips for our shows on Instagram and our brand new LinkedIn page at 100 Football for even more football content. Well, without further ado, I'm not going to beat around the bush. Let's get into this. The Houston Texans 2022 draft class recap. Texans need a lot of holes to fill, right? This was a team that needs some love. Let's get things going. Number three overall in the first round, Derek Stingley Jr., the defensive back out of LSU. Someone who is a tremendous player. Guys on our show have listed him as the best corner in the game coming into this draft above Sauce Gardner. It is just that injuries have really derailed his career. And if it wasn't for those injuries, right, he would have definitely been the consensus number one overall corner in this draft. Tremendous player, national champion, of course, at LSU, and just a phenomenal player. Comes up well in big games. And as long as he's healthy, man, the Texans got a franchise corner for many, many years to come. Pick 15 in the first round. They went offensive lineman from Texas A&M. You see him on the screen right there, Kenyon Green. So these both the offensive line, obviously. They got Davis Mills currently as their quarterback. Five-star offensive tackle recruit coming out of high school. Went to Texas A&M and did a bang-up job all around. Finally for the Lombardi Award as the nation's top lineman. And just a very solid player overall. His father played at Grambling State back in the day as a guard, and this dude is just a phenom on the line. Like I said, I think that both these picks first round, the Texans knocked it out the park. Then we go second round, pick number 37 overall, defensive back out of Baylor. We have Jalen Petrie. Man, I mean, they so far, man, I'm really liking what the Texans have done to help with the draft, to help with their team, at least as a right now, right? So far, they're looking good. First team, all Big 12 honors, 60 tackles, 13 tackles for loss in 2020. Looking good there. Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year in 21, just making it even better. First team, all Associated Press, All-American as well. Led the Bears with 18 tackles for loss this past year. Two passes intercepted and broke up seven. Another guy who is a ball hawk on the defense. You got Petrie, you got Stingley. So far, this is looking really well, and it gets even better. Second round pick, 44. They go to Alabama with John Michi, the third. Alabama wide receiver, a phenomenal player. We all know what happened to him, right? That ACL injury in the conference title game against Georgia. I mean, man, that was a big blow to them. But, man, what a phenomenal player overall. A ton of yards, 96 catches, 1,142 yards, and 8 touchdowns before, like I mentioned, that injury. But as long as he's healthy, man, he got second team all SEC honors. As long as he's come back healthy, this dude's going to be a phenom and definitely someone that Davis Mills can throw to all the time and get a lot of production out of him. Good pick overall. Then we get into round three. We have a linebacker from, once again, Alabama. Not a bad school to go to. Pick 75, Christian Harris. I mean, SEC all-freshman in 2019, right? and they just got even better. Started all 15 games in 2021, 79 total stops, 12.5 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks as well. Also not afraid to get up and get it, 3 passes broken up, and 2 forced fumbles. An absolute menace was on the 2020 national champion team, right? So he also has some ring to his name. And overall, just a very solid player. Another good pick here by the Texans. Round 4, pick 107, we have Damian Pierce, the running back from Florida, representing the Gators. Guy who's played in a ton of games at Florida, and I think that he had a good quote here, right? So he asked why he was playing in the team's bowl game, even though he had a Senior Bowl invite, because a lot of guys who, if the team has a bowl game, they'll skip it, they'll go to that Senior Bowl instead. He said, why? Because I'm a Gator, bro. I mean, hey, that shows some school pride right there, so I got to give him love for that. 13 total games in 2021, 13 touchdowns as well, 100 rushes for 574 yards. So not the biggest in terms of just numbers, but like I said, he's got some good size to him, and I think they got a good running back here in round 4. Going to round 5, pick 150, we have defensive tackle Thomas Booker out of Stanford. A good player here, all Pac-12 notice, honorable mention as a sophomore. Was a team captain in 2020, and in 2021 was a finalist for the William Campbell Award. Was also an academic Heisman, so a smart guy here. Obviously, if you went to Stanford too, like that's a great school to go to. And just someone who is a great dude off the field, right, and is going to contribute, I feel, on the field. Real strong, right, used to be in shot put back in the day. So, I mean, they got someone who can do a lot on the field. Then we have Tegan Quarantino out of Oregon State. Sorry for butchering the name. I'll learn it one day, right? Out of Oregon State, the tight end. He went to Oregon. He was originally committed to Oregon, but flipped it. Went to Oregon State. Pac-12 coaches voted him honorable mention for all conference in 2020 and also in 21. 21-19 catches, 214 yards, 3 touchdowns and 13 starts. Primarily known as a blocker. For Oregon State, and that's how he's going to be used in the NFL, I believe, as a blocker. So hopefully, let me try this again, right? Tegan Quitorio. There we go. So I'll get it right one day. Hopefully, if I butchered it so bad, guys, put it in the comments. I'm not afraid to take some heat. Then we go into round 6. We have Austin Deculus out of LSU. A good player here, right? Started 11 times in 13 games, and he got a start at left tackle, primarily right tackle. He also, in 2020, suited up for 11 games at right tackle and 12 games in 21. So, good pick. Like I said, solid pick here, late round. So, someone who, obviously, if you're getting picked in the round 6 as one of the final selections, it's going to be a little bit tougher for you to crack the starting lineup. But I think that if Austin keeps his head down, keeps working, I feel that he can maybe get up in that depth chart eventually. So that is all of the picks here for the Houston Texans. Overall, like I said, I like their picks early on. I like the Derek Stingley, Kenyon Green combo, the Petrie, the Mechie. So far, that was looking really solid, right? I mean, those were 4 really good picks there. Harris, Pierce, and Booker, those are all solid pieces right now that can contribute right now if you need them to, or if you need them to develop more, they can. And then as for Tegan and for Austin, the last 2 picks, best of luck to them. It's going to be a little bit tougher, obviously, being a late-round pick, 5th and 6th rounds. But I feel that, you know, with the Texans at the moment, you know, they're not the greatest team in the world. They do need a little bit of love, and I think that all the guys they drafted here can contribute. If I had to grade the Houston Texans with their draft class, I think I will go overall. I like their class. I'll go with I'm debating between a B+ and an A-. I'll be good, right? I'll be nice to the Texans. I'm gonna give them A-. I like the picks. I like a bunch of these players they got here. A lot of potential in all these gentlemen. So I will go with an A- overall for these Texans that have a huge, huge potential to them in the very near future. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Like I said, I have been your host today, Logan Landers. If you enjoyed the video, please like, comment, share, subscribe. We're live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out our podcast available each and every single day, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Available anywhere listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Check out our Instagram and our LinkedIn page at 100s Football for clips of our shows and for another way to listen to our podcast. Like I said, we couldn't do any of this without you, our fans, so we thank you very much for tuning in and for listening and for downloading. We have over 900 episodes of the podcast out now and over 1,000 plus. I have no clue how many apps, actual videos we have, but I can easily say over 1,000 plus, probably 2,000, I mean, 3,000. We put each week, right, we put about 10 to 15 videos out per week, each and every single week, 52 weeks out of the year. So, I mean, and this has been going on for years now. So someone out there can do the math, put it in the comments, and that would be awesome. But like I said, if you enjoy it, what do you think of the Texans draft class? Should they have went with someone different with any of these picks? Do you like these players? Just put it in the comments. We will be sure to respond. I'm your host today, Logan Lairs. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.